Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You can go on all sorts of tours in New York City. You can go on food tours, architectural tours, even ghost tours. Kenny Bulwark will take you on a rat tour.
There are more over here on the stoop. Look at them all. There's like 30 in the bag. Wow, look at this.
Kenny, who is affectionately known as Rat Daddy, chronicles his rodent rendezvous in a series called Rat Talk on TikTok, where he has more than 275,000 followers. Kenny Bulwark joins us on the record on WCBS. Okay, Kenny, what is it about you and rats? How did you become a rat hunter?
I became a rodent hunter because my boss, who works at a pizzeria, and I work at the pizzeria with him, told me that he was going home and there was lots of rats running on the sidewalk that he walked, and he was kind of grossed out by it. So he's like, you should go down there and film it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be a good piece of content for my page. But I ended up going down there filming it. And I was like, let's find a solution to the problem. And I started to figure out all different city agencies that get rid of rats and kind of fell into it. People wanted to come to New York City and book a tour to go on a rat tour with me and come out with me in the middle of the night. So I'm like, why not? Let's do it. So it all kind of folded together.
You go out at night and you document your rat sightings on your Rat Talk TikTok page. How do you know where to find them?
Yeah, it's a mixture of looking at the rat portal online that the city provides for all the residents that live in New York City or all across the world. And a lot of people on TikTok reach out to me now and say, nothing's being done in my community. Can you come over here in this location? So people have requests in Astoria, all the way up to the South Bronx, all around the five boroughs. People are requesting that I come by. I can only go to so many places at night.
You lead rat tours. A lot of people come to New York City. They want to see the Empire State Building, or they want to see Grand Central, or they want to see Central Park. Why do they tell you they want to see rats?
Yeah, not anymore. They don't want to go to Times Square or Empire State Building anymore. They want to come see me, the Rat Daddy, out on a tour. It's funny. They say they want to come see it because it's like going out on a safari in Africa. Why do people want to see lions? Why do people want to see elephants? Why do people want to go to the zoo? Well, now they can come with me and see live rats running around. We don't get right up close to them. We stay at a safe distance. So it's not like we're trying to capture them or any of that kind of stuff. We stay at a safe distance. People come. They enjoy it. They get to get their phones out. People come to New York City because they want to get that real New York City experience. Eat pizza, see rats, take the subway. All those quintessential New York City things. Rats are just part of the piece of the puzzle.
Kenny, do the rats bother you when you come across them? Are they aggressive, or do they head for cover when they see you coming?
It depends on if I've been there already or if I've been there reoccurring. So usually the first time I've been there, I don't really know their trail, where they're going from point A to point B. So it's kind of brand new. So I have to watch my back. But if I've been there numerous times, I know where they're coming, their runway, the rat runway back to the nest, then it's a little bit more comforting when I know exactly where they're going from.
New York City has taken steps to try to reduce the rodent population. By many measures, it seems to be working, but you're out there every night. Are they making progress?
They are making progress, putting certain things in that they should be doing. It's 2024 that we should have trash cans. It's one of the most expensive cities around the world to live, with rent, cost of living, all that kind of stuff. We're making strides in the right direction. However, the dining structures that have to go, that was cool during COVID, but now nests and a lot of these structures are being torn down, and they should be torn down because they don't look that great. They look, you know, like very faulty buildings that are out there. But the trash cans, you have to put the trash in the trash can and you have to close the lid, because I've seen a lot of different places that are putting trash out there, but the lids aren't closed and rats are still finding their way to get up there. And if you look at my page, you'll see a lot of videos where they're attempting to jump from the sidewalk up the trash can, or even scaling the trash can and making their way up into the trash. So if you're going to throw the trash away, do it the correct way.
There are outdoor dining sheds all over New York City. Are those outdoor sheds rat magnets?
Yes. Big time rat magnets, because as you saw during COVID, nobody was taking the subway. So the rats had to come out and find, you know, somewhere to live. They had to come out and find somewhere to eat and somewhere to access to water. So that's what they did. They came out from the subways up into the rat magnets, these dining structures. And a lot of these places people don't use anymore. They use them for storage. Some of them aren't even used for dining structures. So that's what they have taken up their new place.
Kenny, you actually have a sponsor, Infinity Shield's Rat Deterrent Spray. And you spray the rats when you see them. What does that spray do?
Yeah, so Infinity Shields protects it. You can spray a whole bunch of different things. You can spray your car wires. You can spray your trash cans. It prevents rats from smelling and nesting in locations where they like to chew. So it makes them not want to chew there because they don't like to smell the peppermint that we're spraying on those different things. So like I said, trash cans, car wires, your tire hubs, your inside the wheel well, things that rats like to go and nest. It keeps them away from nesting.
So you're not necessarily spraying the rats. You're not squirting the rats. You're squirting the food sources.
Yeah, I do both. I squirt the rats. They run away. So it makes them run away. It makes them not want to be around because they don't like to smell. They don't like to get sprayed. So it's a non-toxic spray. So I even spray it on my shoes sometimes to keep them away because I don't want them smelling any kind of, you know, source of where they can go. So it makes them go away.
Kenny, I'm sure people wonder as we wrap this up, in all of your rat patrols, you've gone out dozens and dozens of times, what is the most gross thing that you have seen?
I see a lot of gross things in my nights going out into the city. I don't know if rats would be the number one thing, but in New York City, you see it all. But if we're talking rats, I saw one night a rat scale up a building next to a food place, a restaurant. I'm not going to name the name, but next to a restaurant, and scaled up to the second floor. And I have it on video. So I'm going to be releasing that video soon. So stay tuned. You can come watch on my page.
You can book one of Kenny's 1-hour New York City rat tours at this website, visitnyckb.com. That's KB as in Kenny Bulwark. visitnyckb.com. Kenny Bulwark, Rat Daddy. Great talking with you. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.